It appears there's a link between drug marketing and prescription drug overdoses. As health reporter Sammy Mack explains, new research finds a troubling relationship between pharmaceutical company sales techniques and opioid deaths.
Researchers in Boston looked at a couple of federal databases to find county-by-county rates of pharmaceutical marketing budgets. They also looked at how often drug reps interacted with doctors, the opioid prescription rates, and the rates of prescription opioid deaths. They found that where more drug marketing dollars were spent, more prescriptions were written, and more opioid deaths appeared to follow. What's new about this is that the researchers also found the number of interactions between the drug reps and the doctors had an even stronger link to deaths than the amount of money that was spent marketing. That has potential policy implications. There have been efforts to limit how much doctors get paid by pharmaceutical companies, but it appears here that common lower-budget interactions like sponsored dinners may be more influential. The research appears in the journal JAMA Network Open. For Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is heading to Washington to join a leading lobbying firm. Ballard Partners yesterday announced that Bondi will head the firm's new regulatory compliance office. There, Bondi will assist large companies in implementing policies dealing with various issues such as opioid abuse. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.